This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Do you think that Taylor Swift is doing this because she thinks that she's too big of a celebrity and that she shouldn't have her jet tracked? She's just too big for this? Or is it because of public safety?
Here we go!
I've never been this happy in my life.
Hello, welcome to the TMZ Swiftie Podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Miller, and we're lucky enough to be joined again by...
Brendan Jeffrion. Good to be here, guys.
Thanks for coming
back. Thanks for having me back.
A Taylor Swift podcast favorite.
Did I do well enough last week for you?
Oh, people live for you.
Okay, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So, breaking news of the day. So, first breaking news of the day story, we have Taylor Swift's dad is not going to be charged for the altercation between him and Ben McDonald in Australia.
I think we saw this coming. I mean, let's be honest. When you watch the video, right, the original video, because obviously all the paps were following her and her dad, and they're coming down that, like, long walkway, and the cameras all start going, and but you never really see, there's no altercation, in my opinion. I mean, you've seen the video, too. I mean, you can watch it over and over again.
Yeah. Do you think that he was just saw an opportunity and sort of was like, let's see how far I can get with it because nobody really knows?
And we've seen this before where there's paparazzi that will, you know, do things to entice or spin a narrative to work more in their favor, like, oh, I was attacked. But to find out that, you know, Daddy Swift is not going to be charged, I think is not a shock to many because when you watch the video, in my opinion, he did absolutely nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
There was really no altercation.
And at the end of the day, he was just shielding Taylor along with her security team. I think if anything, if I remember correctly in the video, it's more of her security team that maybe gets closer to the paps than the dad. He's on the other side of her, so.
You think that that there would be less of a case for the security than there would be for the dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think, obviously, nothing's
happening.
Yeah, nothing's coming of it.
So... New South Wales Police Force confirmed to TMZ officers attached to the North Shore Police Area Command have conducted an investigation following a report of an assault at Neutral Bay Wharf about 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday, February 27, 2024. No other details of the investigation were provided, but the bottom line is they didn't find any evidence for this to go any further.
Yeah, it was silly. It was a silly case from the start. I remember, like, even when we saw the initial story come across, it was kind of like, would Taylor Swift's dad, in such a public space, do something like this? You know,
right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. So, yeah. Him not being charged again, not a shock at all.
Not a shock. Papa Swift is getting off.
He's in the clear.
Clean.
I love it.
Clean.
It's
Taylor Swift.
Mel.
Song. Anyway, okay. So this, I really love this story.
I do love this one, too.
So Taylor Swift works at a dog pound. Mm-hmm. How do we know that Travis Kelce was there?
We don't. I mean, I've heard he works out at another gym across town in Beverly Hills.
Tell me more.
Cargo Underground. I don't know the gym, name of the gym.
Oh, it's the one that Kendall works out at.
I heard it's a private gym, underground. It's a personal trainer that trains other celebrities.
Yeah.
The thing is, again, going back to the paparazzi, at the end of the day, they want to sell a photo. With Taylor's car, there's always this, like, curtain between the driver and the passenger seat,
so you can't shoot
and the back. Right. So she's never actually been seen physically in the car pulling into the garage. She might not even be in the car.
Actually, there was, like, she didn't have the curtain against her window.
So the curtain's a new thing.
Oh.
I think it's a new thing.
So a couple weeks ago, she was going into the dog pound and the sun hit the... window at the right spot and you could see her shadow in the car. So we do know that she is usually in the car.
She definitely goes there because I know someone there that knows her trainer, all of that.
So
when they went going the other day, right, is there was this whole thing of
basically the story is that she went to Dog Pound, potentially with Travis. They were there for 2 hours, and everyone got thrown out, and everyone was just waiting
standing
outside
on the street
for 2 hours for her to work out, which...
But
that's not the case. Tell us why.
We get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
So for starters, I spoke to someone who frequents this gym.
Okay.
Yes, it's a private gym. No one works out there for 2 hours. I was told Taylor trains for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Mainly an hour. She uses the back part of the gym. They do shut it down for her. She likes the privacy, the security. Makes total sense.
Yeah.
But this is also like, it's not a gym. Like, you're not going, it's not like going into a gym and there's 125, or maybe that's kind of dramatic, but like 25, 30 treadmills lined up.
Yeah.
And anyone on those treadmills could be taking a picture of Taylor Swift working out. It's not that kind of gym. It's a very private gym. A lot of celebrities, high profile people go there.
You have to get a
appointment only, members only kind of a thing. You have to be a pre-approved, all of that. You could just like walk in, sign up for a membership and start working out, right? Which you can do at other gyms.
And you can only go with an appointment and with a private trainer. It's not
correct.
Like you can show up for like 2 hours and just work out there alone.
Right. So like there's these pictures where you see these people standing outside, you know, while Taylor's inside working out, these people outside, clearly the gym's locked down. It was this whole thing of, oh my God, they kicked other patrons that were working out, but that's not the case. We found out that a majority of these people that are standing outside are employees of the gym. One of them works, you know, at the front checking people in. Another one is a part of the maintenance team. That's just what it is. They're not kicking them out. These people that work there know this is how it is. She's not the only one that does it, in Taylor's full defense. And then as you saw, like the gym even came out and gave us a statement saying, you know, we're a by appointment establishment. We value customers' experience and have never had anyone wait outside for 2 hours. Like I said, sources have told me that she only works out for an hour. They say that this narrative running in some of the media stories is just, you know, not accurate. It doesn't reflect what actually happens inside the gym, and that we respect the privacy of our clients. Also, that's also the gym spiraling out of control because they're like, oh my God, we do not want to now lose Taylor Swift as a client, because she is one of their biggest clients that goes there. But yeah, I mean, just confusion. But the reality is, it's like we're not.
They did throw people out for the time.
Yeah,
that
I mean, they are people that work there,
and she
wants privacy.
Yeah,
those people could. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, when your boss says, "Can you go stand outside for an hour so Taylor can work out?" Are you going to complain?
No.
Go up the street, grab a coffee, go walk around, make some phone. No one's complaining not having to work for an hour.
Why did they just stand outside the gym?
I know. You know that area? You cover that area.
Oh, I love it.
A lot of places they could go and hang out.
Oh my God, Cha Cha Macha is down the street.
Anywhere.
The mother's, father's,
that's the thing.
Daughter's,
it's like,
butcher.
No one's going to complain in that situation.
I don't know why.
They don't have to work for an hour.
But why were they standing outside just doing nothing?
Maybe they wanted to see Taylor.
Yeah, I get
pulling
it.
Out.
I know.
Curtain.
It's so sad. That place is so sad because I've seen her car go into that gym personally, physically, with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting for me. But that's all.
You're so close to her, but
so far away.
So far away.
Yeah, and like I don't even bother. Like if I'll get tips on her at the gym, and I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. So I can scream at the side of her car.
Good old Dog Pound.
Good old Dog Pound. I don't think there really isn't a place. This is what I didn't like, though, is like everyone, people in the office, people online are basically like, why doesn't she just work out at home? It's like, because why would you want to work out at home when you can go to a private gym?
Yeah.
I don't understand. And like, it's not COVID anymore. Nobody wants to stay at home and do stuff.
I don't go to the gym, so. I hate gyms. Keep me far away from them.
How do you stay so?
I keep on with my walking.
You walk?
Well, I like to walk, yeah.
Yeah.
Catch me walking down Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. Taking a photo on Friday night.
Friday night sunset.
Friday night photo. So that's the story, Taylor.
That is the story behind the gym drama.
The gym drama.
Yeah.
She used to go, she used to go to Body by Simone in West Hollywood. And I started going there specifically because Taylor would go there.
And then she stopped going.
You think?
No, I'm kidding. Just playing with ya.
Okay, moving on to our Travis update. Okay. So Travis.
Oh, Travis.
Travis.
They're back.
They're back. And Travis has a dad bod. So Travis went on his podcast to explain why he has a dad bod. Because photos of Taylor and Travis came out of them in the Bahamas. And he was looking very furry, very pleasantly plump. And he says there's an explanation for it. It's March, the off season.
I also am like, he doesn't look bad.
I also don't think that he looked different. Like,
no.
He looked like he had a belly during football season.
Also, like, this whole dad bod thing, isn't it like in now? Like, aren't people, I feel like a majority of people are like into it.
I feel like he has the perfect body.
Do you want a man that's like perfectly ripped. Chiseled?
No. Yeah. I want to, like, he's not soft, but like, I don't want to.
Au natural.
Yeah. Like, I don't want a man, lay on man that's like, I got hit by his.
Also, by the way, you know, maybe he put on a few pounds while they were on vacation. You know, they were probably enjoying all the food.
Yeah. And I'd rather.
They could get. They're both not working right now. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. I'd rather have a man. Like, I don't want to be perfect. I don't want to be in perfect shape. So I don't want a man in perfect shape. You know?
I think he's not harping on it too much, but I don't even think it needs to be a conversation on his podcast. Like,
well,
again, people like a dad bod. His brother is a dad bod. Well, his brother is more of a dad bod, but
he's like a full-time dad bod.
They like beer.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that to you.
But I feel like I just would expect him to be in better shape because of his, like, football.
But it's, like, the off-season, so, like, he doesn't, I don't know.
But then it's, like, going to start soon, and he's got to, like.
He needs to be in the backseat of that car with Taylor going to dog pound.
I hope he's in the backseat of that car with Taylor going to dog pound. She never lets up. She's always got a rocking body.
She looks amazing, but I don't think he looks bad.
I don't think he looks bad.
No.
Yeah.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Do you like the fur?
I don't mind it. I don't love a furry guy, but.
Really?
Each their own.
I like a little, but he's got quite a bit.
He's got quite a bit.
Yeah.
You might need a little trim.
But I don't like it when guys, like, when it grows out, I don't like that either.
The only other weird thing I was thinking about is, like, those pictures of, like, the dad bod and everything in the Bahamas. So weird how long it took for them to come out. It was like they had been back here from the trip, and then they had, like, gone to the late lunch at Nobu in Malibu on.
They came out
Sunday.
After the Nobu photos.
Yeah, weird. Remember, because we were talking about it last week, like, how haven't we seen photos of them on this trip?
And the more photos came out when they were on the dock.
Right.
The photo that Jamal got was actually.
But they had already been back here for like a few days, I think.
I know.
Weird.
I saw an article that said it was because they were holding those photos because of the Kate Middleton stuff.
They
wanted to.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking maybe it was like a security thing with everything going on. And
can you explain why people hold stories?
I mean, there could be various reasons. I didn't even think of that. That could really just be the fact that the paparazzi agency knew that there was only interest in the Kate Middleton health announcement at the time. So
and they would
were,
sell better.
Yeah, they would just get buried and maybe they wouldn't make as much money on them. It very much could be as simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a very special guest interview on the podcast today. Jack Sweeney, also known as Celeb Jets, Taylor Swift Jets on Instagram, who has been removed because a lot of drama. She didn't want her plane being tracked. They sent him a letter. So we have him on today to tell you the full scoop. Please welcome Jack Sweeney to the Swift Tea Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So you obviously have gone really viral for tracking celebrity jets, but not only just your regular celebrities, but specifically Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it seems like a normal thing because I'm so familiar with, like, the technology and how the industry works with, like, aviation. And, like, it, you know, I was at one point interested in Elon, and then people started asking me to, you know, expand what I'm doing. And I did with, you know, many celebrities and Taylor Swift, and where it's gone now is everyone's pretty much aware of it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like so many news companies keep up with us included, like your jet tracking. So Taylor Swift's team reached out to you in December. What can you tell us what happened?
It was like right before Christmas, which, you know, some people would say is like planned, so that like in case it got out, it would be not a big deal, not like covered that much in the news, because like it's a slow news week and not many people are working. But yeah, I got an email. I was not home, and I got an email from them, and it included the letter. And then I got back home, and the letter was also at my parents' house. And that's basically it. I mean, there's more to the letter. Oh no, I'm just saying, like, you know, the letter's like, you know, pretty long. I mean, I'm not going to go over it, the entire thing. But, you know, they want me to stop. And like, there's people saying, you know, it's literally just, they're trying to scare you, you know? And the way the tone is like really unfounded. Like, I'm not like wanting to hurt her, you know?
Yeah.
Things that people do, and they can be used in bad ways, but that's not my purpose. You know, there is,
I guess for people that don't know, what is your purpose?
So I'm sharing the updates that people would, you know where this person's jet is, and it reveals news about where they're going, or specifically Taylor Swift concerts. Like, they already know she's going to that city anyway.
Right.
And I'm just like, you know, providing that next step of like, people are fascinated about where this person is, or,
essentially it's just public interest.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I also show like the carbon emissions, which is like one thing I do, but like, I try not to push that, because like, I don't want to end up like Greta Thunberg, or like, I feel like some people don't really respect her because of how far she goes. But I like show the information at the bottom of the post about like the carbon emissions, but that's not like my main thing, you know?
You got taken off of Instagram. They won't let you post Taylor's.
Yeah, any of the Meta stuff is taken down. So Instagram and Facebook. And the interesting thing is, like, the same day that I received the letter, like a couple hours later, the account got taken down. So her team also contacted Meta.
Hey, I have a question, because I'm kind of curious here. Do you feel like, Jack, it's Brendan, do you feel like what you're, I mean, do you obviously don't feel like what you're doing is illegal or in any way wrong? So I guess like why, I guess I'm trying to understand what their purpose is here, right? Because even if we take a plane, you can track it. So what do you think their main concern is? Like, what do you gain from the letter that you've read? What do you gather is their main concern? Because obviously she's a public figure. A lot of people follow her every move, but what do you think it is over the plane?
And her plane, yeah. Specifically, they let you post other people.
Yeah, I know. It's, wait, are we're talking about her right now, not like,
yeah, Meta. Taylor.
It is really interesting, because like, you know, everyone follows her around, and I guess, you know, if they can get rid of like one source of it, who's like really, you know, people are taking traction to it, they will. And you know, they can. Yeah. It's just, I don't really get the whole point, because it's out there regardless of me. And now there's like a subreddit that has started. So like, it really questions me.
What was your initial interest into tracking celebrity planes? Like, how did you get into this? Have you always had a love for aviation? Is it a love for celebrities and pop culture? Obviously, this is like very specific, right? Like, here we report on celebrity news, but even at TMZ, you know, we've been tracking planes, you know, we're now tracking, you know, Diddy's move and stuff. So it's, yeah, become a thing. You've done it for a lot longer than most people. You kind of trailblazer in all of it. What was it? Do you have a love for aviation? Or?
My dad works in the aviation industry. So like, I kind of became aware about like the, you know, the basic apps you can get on your phone. And like at some point I was like an Elon fanboy, because like of SpaceX and Tesla. And I was following him on Twitter, and I knew he had a private jet. And I was like, wait a minute, someone could like set up a bot for this. And at that point, I like didn't have the skills. And then COVID came, and like I started messing with it. And I started to just learn more and more from there, you know, like anybody could on the internet and figuring stuff out. And like for now, it's like it's really interesting to see like what you can reveal from data. And it is interesting to see how it lines up with that person's like actions and what events they have going on. Like for Taylor, like I actually started to become like really interested. Like, you know, you'd see that Taylor's flying somewhere and though she has this concert here. And, you know, one of the really interesting ones was like Brazil. And when she flew down there, and you could see the people waiting for her and all that.
Is she, what is she doing now? Because apparently she's taking different jets to like, when she was just in Singapore, she took a different jet. And when she came back for the Super Bowl,
she was using VistaJet. And like, I mean, we don't really know why. The thing is though, like you'd think it would help, but she's using like one company, the charter company VistaJet. And like, somehow it's like, it almost seems like people know even more about it, because like with her plane, there's a ton of blocking programs that like are kind of in place, but it doesn't completely block the tracking. Like, so I'm kind of better at it because I know how the technologies work. But with VistaJet, all those jets are not like blocked in any of the systems. And like for the Singapore flights, there was titles added to the jets, like the football era and stuff. So like they were kind of advertising that it was her. And like I still don't really know who was like responsible and who found out like that it was her jet. Like it almost seemed like the charter company told like the flight tracking platforms. And I really don't know like how that happened.
Oh, they're asking if you could turn your lights back on.
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, it's moving. It's movement based.
Oh,
I'm in the library at my school.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Do you feel like, because I thought that she was taking those different jets to avoid you.
Yeah, but it seems like it's actually like people are tracking it anyway. Like I haven't been really paying attention to that because like it's harder to do automatically. But like there, I see people on like the Reddit and they're doing, you know, they're finding it out. And then didn't she go in the Caribbean somewhere too?
She went to the Bahamas.
Yeah. And around that time, it was hard to try. I think kind of like going off of what Mel was saying, I think they're throwing people off. Like she's taking maybe different jets because there's that jet that her and Travis were using for a while. And it was like untrackable when they had gone down to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She must be using different. I mean, they're celebrities and she has millions and millions of dollars. So you can really... Yeah. Throw people off by getting different jets and stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem like that's what she's doing?
I mean, there's a possibility that those jets are those ones that she's been flying on with VistaJet were like global 7500s, which can go further than her Falcon
7. Oh.
But I don't. I mean, it could be either thing.
So I'm like a big fan of your page. Like, I love it. There's a lot of people online that like obviously don't like you or don't like what you're doing. And basically like Taylor, assuming she doesn't want people tracking her jet because of safety and stalkers. What do you say, I guess, to people that like that are concerned or that, what am I trying to say? What do you say to people that don't think you should be doing this because of stalkers?
I mean, well, I'm always going to say that there's always going to be haters, like regardless of what you're doing, there's people on both sides. You know, I've always said that the airport is like one of the most secure places that actually like the celebrities can be in. Like it's not like it's even like the commercial side of the airport, you know, it's the private side. And you're like, sometimes they even like pull right into a hangar. When she came back from Singapore, they did that. And then they got in whatever cars or whatever inside the hangar. So I think that like tracking the plane, and even in the air, it's not like someone's going to shoot down a plane. It's really a secure system.
So
I don't think it's that much of a threat. Yeah.
So where do you stand with all of the Taylor stuff? Like, where have you left it? Like, do you have your own lawyers? Are they corresponding on your behalf with your legal team?
So my representatives responded, there's just no response. Like, it's just, you know, it was just those letters and they said nothing back, basically.
Are you worried at all, or are you still going to try to post Taylor Swift's jet on Instagram, or just you've given up because it just gets taken down every time?
Oh, on Meta, I've given up.
You've given up.
Yeah, because I made a second account and it was taken down.
Oh, really?
And I didn't even label it as her jet.
Yeah. Did they say anything as to why they're only taking down Taylor Swift's jet? Did you reach out to them?
They didn't. I sent them emails, but they didn't say anything.
Oh.
And you've never had an issue with any other celebrity? You've never gotten any kind of legal letter from anyone else's representative?
Well, Elon Musk said he would like sue me in a tweet. And then he was like, and then, you know, back when this Taylor thing came out, he called me an awful human being and whatever.
But it's not going to stop you. Keep doing it.
Yeah. No. I mean,
are you going to make a career out of this? Is this something you want to do career wise?
Well, I mean, if it's like my own enterprise, that would be kind of cool. I mean, I really see like that there's a value in like the journalism part of it and like that, like my accounts have helped, but it's only like a small scope. So like, I need more of a website where it is much more automated. And if I have it on social media, then, you know, these companies can just take it down. But if I have my own website, it would be much more helpful.
Not to get super nosy, but I am very curious. I mean, how do you, you're not making any kind of financial profit off of posting Instagram or anything for doing
no,
this?
No, like, I mean, there's like, you know, been some donations, but it's not like I'm making like thousands of dollars, no.
But there, there are people supporting you financially, though. Like, you're getting some money coming in because people are wanting to continue seeing your content.
Yeah, there was usually like when the Taylor news or Elon news came in, there was like, you know, like singular donations from individual people, but it's not like it's constant, if you know what I mean.
Are you going to try to profit off of it?
I'm going to try and make like a website, not like, you know, I don't really want to. I don't know if there's like an avenue for like a subscription model, but like I'd rather just do like ads on a website and then it's like an open tool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everybody can use it. I don't want people that can't use it because they can't afford it. You know, there's all kinds of people interested in tracking various planes and owners. And
okay, so this question from Wild: do you think that Taylor Swift is doing this because she thinks that she's too big of a celebrity and that she shouldn't have her jet tracked? She's just too big for this, or is it because of public safety?
Like too like, big of a celebrity, and like what like?
Because of who she is, like she's Taylor Swift. So she's like, most people see her as she's like untouchable, right? Like you can't really get any bigger than Taylor Swift.
Like she does, like she's like, no, like you're not going to do this to me. I'm Taylor Swift. Or like, do you think it's because there's a very real potential for harm?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the other, I forgot to mention this. The other thing is like a couple of days before I had the letter, this like second round of articles came out that was like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are the worst relationship for the planet. And there's all kinds of like CO2 articles and they were linking my account. So like, I think it was part of it. And like the timing like really adds up.
Wait, so are you saying that you're thinking like Taylor Swift's team is like maybe planting these stories or because they're relating back to you?
No, I'm saying like they saw those articles and then they saw the account and then they didn't like that, like those articles were probably spurred off of the account.
Got it. Okay.
They're just trying to keep like the press down about it.
Yeah, I don't know. And like the other thing is like the only thing I'm like not a fan of is like it's she has like a Tree Payne and it seems like they just try to like really push and hide like everything like like to the most severe extent. Like they've, I looked it up when I received mine and we were like doing research, and like Venable and her team has like sent like letters to all kinds of people for various things. And like, even if like they were just talking bad about someone, or like,
they just want to rid the internet of like any negativity about her.
Yeah, it seems like it.
What do you think of her overall as a person? I mean, do you like her?
I mean, I even like some of her music, you know.
Yeah.
She seems pretty cool. I'm not against her, you know. Tons of people love her. I don't hate her or anything.
You just have a passion for this specifically.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna like, it's like bias. If I don't track these people versus these people, I'm gonna track whoever, you know.
Yeah. Can I ask one? We'll let you go after this, but like, what do you want to do career wise?
Something related to like aviation and data. I just love like pulling the analytics out of it and seeing what you could find.
Cool. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah. No problem.
I'm a big fan. I'm like, please keep tracking Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I love knowing where she is.
Yeah. I might have to post more of the VistaJet stuff. Cause like the whole reason I made it automated is cause like I never have the time to, you know, keep constantly look at this stuff. And then when they use a charter jet, it becomes like so much more complicated.
I just am like, when your page got banned, I was devastated. I like knew right away. I was like, where's Taylor Swift Jets? It's down. The page is down. Like,
yeah, I couldn't believe that it was taken down at like the same time that no one else knew about it. So like her team definitely like got in contact with Meta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, Jack.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. You can watch us online. You can watch us on YouTube. You can listen to us on Apple. Listen to us on Spotify. Wherever you get your podcast, please share your thoughts. If you have any thoughts on what Jack had to say, leave a comment. Leave a comment on YouTube. Leave a comment on Instagram. Leave a comment on Apple, because you can't leave a comment on Spotify. That's all for today. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.